All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report with another company update, this time from O3 Mining. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OIII. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Jose Viscata. Now, Jose, the company has released three different news releases all this month. So over the last 2 weeks, we've gotten some drill results. We've also had some consolidation of one of the major properties, this Malartic property, and we had an update on the overall drill program. I want to start off with the news out on November 3rd. These are the drill results from this Malartic property, more focused in this Marban deposit area. You released a couple holes that are step-out holes, more holes that are in between two different deposits already known on this project. Some of the headline numbers, 2.9 grams per ton gold, over 14 meters, pretty much at surface, and then also 2.1 grams per ton gold, over 10.5 meters. Jose, update everybody on the strategy of these holes that were drilled in between two already known deposits on the project, please.
Good afternoon, Corey. Thank you very much for having us in your program. As you well mentioned, we have right now in our Marban deposit over 2.5 million ounces with potential to increase these resources. We believe candidly that we can probably double that. Certainly it is very important for us to increase the resources close to surface between two of the main pits that we have right now that has shown us that it extends at depth, which is Kirenz and Nolartic. And the last drill result we did along that strike was 2.9 grams per ton within 14 meters. It is also important to mention that along the same strike, along Nolartic and Kirenz, we were able to finalize the acquisition of a landmass where we only had 50%, and that has been finished last week. We were able to buy that for $150,000. Now, we will continue to explore that trend, which is this trend northwest, that it is the continuation of Nolartic and Kirenz. This trend is an extremely important trend because it's the trend of the Norbenite and Marbenite trend. And what does that mean? It is the same trend where it lies within, on one side, the Kena mine from West Dome, which has shown very nice high grade, and on the other side, on northwest, where the Camflo mine, which was the first mine that Barrick Gold put into production in the 1980s, and when they changed the name from Barrick Petroleum to Barrick Gold. So we are in a terrain of elephants, and it is very important to reiterate that big deposits usually happens in clusters, and I think that we are talking about an elephant area, and we're very excited to explore what we are exploring right now, and we expect to keep growing the resources that we have right now.
Hey, you mentioned the area, and this Val-d'Or area that you're in has garnered a lot of attention, and I know a lot of the guests that I have on the show are following your company and some of the other companies in the area very closely. Now, you mentioned this overall Malartic property has a little over 2.5 million ounces in resources. You mentioned that you think you can double it. How do you see being able to double it when it comes to exploring on surface, but also understanding that a lot of the projects in the area have a very deep component to the resources?
You are absolutely right in your assessment. In general terms, in Val-d'Or, especially in this Cadillac Lake break, we have seen deposits being managed by other corporations that extend their mineralization to 1.5 to, in some cases, like La Ronde, up to 3 kilometers. We have only explore this area up to 500 meters. We should not forget that when we bought this project, over 600,000 meters of drilling were already done in this area. We have taken almost 4 months and a half, if not five, to organize all the data, being able to reprocess the resource and come up just by redoing the resource on an increase in our resource from 1.8 million ounces to 2.5 million ounces in resources. There is vast amount of drilling done where we can now drill around them and start converting some areas that were not even assumed as inferred resources and to convert them into inferred resources. What does that mean for your audience, to whomever does not know about mining? We understand as an inferred resources for those areas where we can calculate a volume within an area of three drill holes that are separate no more than 65 meters. Then we call them inferred. If they are separated more than 65 meters, they are called nothing. So if we have a couple of holes that are 100 meters apart, by putting a couple of holes in the middle, we will be able to start converting resources to an inferred category in a very expedite way.
Now, this is important to understand because you have taken some of those big step out holes, and some of the past work have shown you these large step outs, which go to show potential size and scale of the project. But as you said, they can't necessarily be included in some resource calculations. Would you say that some of the drilling that's going on now is strictly focused on tightening up these spacings to add resources in the near term?
Some of our drilling is taking care of that, but most of the drilling that we're doing right now is really showing how big this can be. I am not really concerned too much about what we can convert. I am more thinking right now on how much bigger this can be. We are drilling areas where we had a small resources with high grade, and we are paying attention right now to those areas such as Gold Hawk, which is northwest, again, or south from Quirenza and Nolartic, in that same trend, but just south of it. And we were able to drill Quirenza and Nolartic, and we have been extended that same drill hole going to hit Gold Hawk at depth. Let's wait for results, and we are really excited to see how we can be growing this resource, not only around the pits, but also looking for a high-grade component that can increase the economics of this project in a very high way. And I want to take the opportunity as well to remember to shareholders that one thing that O3 Mining does have is fundamental value. There is many projects around Canada that has a lot of drilling, that has a very big market cap with no resources, no PEA, no economical valuation. Marban already has 600,000 meters drilled. It has a proper resource and it has a preliminary economic assessment being done by one of the better or the best engineering firm right now in the market, like Ausenco. And we have been able to demonstrate that we have a net present value of $423 million at a 5% discount rate with an 150 dollars per ounce.
Well, that PEA, really the fundamental value here, is one of the reasons why I bought shares in the company a while ago. So I am a shareholder of the company. But all this drilling commentary does tie into this November 10th news release, where you outlined that the company has now six drill rigs in the Val-d'Or area. Two of those are focused at the Malartic property for a total of 45,000 meters here. This is all ongoing, and you mentioned the difference in terms of what these rigs are focused on. And that's just this Malartic property. But you also have this Alpha property where you have 100,000 meters being drilled. Give everybody an update on the drill strategy at Alpha as well.
Yeah, so again, let's reiterate. In the case of Marban, we have fundamental value. Again, we used $1,450 per ounce, which is pretty conservative. And with that, we have $423 million in terms of net present value, which is double where we are in terms of our share price. What does Alpha means? is an extraordinary land package where we have more than 30,000 hectares in the area. And Alpha is really the extension of the eastern side of the Canadian Malartic Mine. And we cannot forget about that part. The Canadian Malartic Mine is located in the Pontiac sediments, which are the same sediments that we have at our Alpha property. We already have resources in the Alpha property. We have an area called Orenada 2, Orenada 4, and Bulldog, where we started to drill last year in the winter. It's an area where we can only drill in the winter. And that is why we're putting 100,000 meters of drilling during our winter campaign, moving from six drill rigs to 12 drill rigs moving towards January, in order to show the potential, the geological potential we have in this area and how big the system can be. On top of that, we were very strategic to buy, to have an option to buy a mill being done in March of this year, where we now, if we find enough ore, we can have the opportunity to buy the mill of Orbel, which is a 1,400 ton per day mill for $5 million at any time within 6 years. So we have been working very strategically to create value for shareholders and to anticipate to what we will be doing in the next couple of months. We have advanced quite a bit right now. We have done all the hard work that needed to be done, and now it's execution time. Now you're gonna see 150,000 meters going into the ground in very specific areas where we are going to be creating value for shareholders, as we believe, because we as management has also been involved in the story day by day.
One quick comment regarding that mill purchase. You and I talked about it. It's the QMX deal. You said that you're out there looking for enough resources to, well, move forward with that option to buy the mill and move into a production scenario. In your eyes, what is a big enough resource base to make this move?
You don't need more than 500,000 ounces to put that into production and make money out of it.
Okay. Now, one other comment that you made is that you guys have been supporting the stock management. I've noticed a lot of insider buying. I understand that sometimes as companies go through blackout periods, especially when you have drill core in the lab, you can't buy any shares. But take us through some of the support that you and the rest of the management team have given to the company.
Well, we certainly believe in our own company. I am a firm believer of fundamental value. I'm not trying to bring Mr. Warren Buffett into the story, but I mean, he taught everyone that you got to believe in fundamental value. And when fundamental value is there and you're paying less than what the company is really worth, you will make money out of that. And this is the case of this company. The company is worth half of what the fundamental value involves, and you're not taking into account anything like Garrison, where we already have at 2 million ounces, neither like Alpha, where I believe we can have a multi-million ounce deposit. So for obvious reasons, personally, we have been buying stock in the market every single day when we have not been in a blackout, which shows how much we believe in our own story.
And you have to consider this fully funded drill program, large drill program that is underway. Jose, we're running out of time on this segment, but just wrap us up with the overall takeaway that you want investors to focus on as we progress through the rest of this year and undoubtedly a lot of news that's going to hit the market.
I think our story is very simple, Corey. We have right now a deposit such as Marban within the Malartic property, where we have 2.5 million ounces right now with a net present value of $423 million, which is double what our share price is right now. And we have the opportunity to expand the resources from where we are to potentially double that by doing drilling. I'm not saying that we have it. I'm saying that we're working towards that. And I think our investors has an extraordinary opportunity, because you're buying this for Marban, and you're getting Alpha for free and Garrison for free, which at this point is it's an excellent opportunity for investment.
All right, Jose, we have to wrap it up here. That is the end of this weekend's two-hour show focused on the markets and back on the metal sector. Everybody, thank you for tuning in throughout the week as I release daily editorials trying to make sense of the daily moves in the market. And thank you all for continuing to send me your emails, fleck@kereport.com. As I mentioned, I am a shareholder of O3 Mining. We will continue to follow along with this story. Jose, thank you for your time this weekend, and everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Corey. Have a great day.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.